Hey friends, welcome to The Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. First, let's read it in. Colossians 3:23 says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters." Paul originally addressed this to Christian bondservants, instructing them to work with sincerity and dedication, not merely to please their earthly masters, but to honor God in all that they did. While the immediate context speaks to servants, the principle that he's getting across applies to everyone, whether you're a student, an employee, stay-at-home parent, or serving within vocational ministry. No matter our role, we are ultimately working for the Lord. This verse doesn't just call for effort, though. It calls for ambition. Paul uses the Greek phrase ek psychis, which means from the soul, emphasizing that our work should be fueled by passion, enthusiasm, and a wholehearted dedication, right? This is us living out exactly what God said should be true of us in Deuteronomy 6, that we should love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And our life, our way of life, comes from every fiber of our being. This is what ambition looks like. God has given each of us talents, responsibilities, opportunities, and he calls us to pursue them with excellence. Whether we're leading a team, running a business, raising a family, serving behind the scenes, we are to strive for greatness, not for our own glory, though, but to reflect on the character of Jesus. This passage also shifts our focus from seeking human recognition to seeking God's approval. In the following verse, Paul assures followers of Jesus that God himself will reward our faithfulness. Like, earthly rewards are temporary, but the rewards from God are eternal. This truth challenges us to be ambitious for the right reasons and for the right things, to work with diligence, creativity, persistence, knowing that we are ultimately serving a much higher purpose. We are caught up in a story that is far bigger than our own. Ultimately, Paul's message aligns with the broader theme in Colossians chapter 3, which is living a Jesus-centered life in every arena of our lives. Just as he instructs believers in verse 17 to do everything in the name of Jesus, verse 23 reinforces that our work is an act of worship. By shifting our mindset, we can utilize the gift of ambition to not compare and compete with others, but to seek to bring unity and mutual encouragement to the body of Christ. Now, let's pray it up. Here's a couple things that you may need to reflect on and actually pray back. These might serve as prayer points for you. Number one, I want to focus in on a prayer point around the heart of worship. It's easy to separate our spiritual life from our daily responsibilities, but this verse reminds us that all work can be worship when done for God. Pray for a moment. Pray and ask for a mindset shift, asking God to help you see your work, whether it's big, small, whatever it might be, as an opportunity to glorify him. Ask him to replace frustration or apathy with joy and purpose in your daily tasks. Number two, pray for strength and endurance. Some days, work feels draining. Whether it's a challenging job, repetitive task, or maybe even unnoticed behind-the-scenes types of work, the thing that people only notice if you don't get it exactly right. Pray for endurance and to remain faithful even when your efforts feel unappreciated or underappreciated. Ask God to remind you that he sees your labor and will reward your faithfulness in his perfect timing. Finally, let's talk about what it looks like to live this out. This week, choose one task, whether at work, at home, at church, in your life group, that you usually do out of an obligation or even frustration. Instead of going through the motions, intentionally do it with joy and excellence as an act of worship to God. If it's washing dishes, do it with gratitude. If it's a work project, approach it with enthusiasm. If it's helping someone in need, serve with love. As you do, remind yourself that you are ultimately not working for it yourself, for your own credit, your own glory, but you are invited to rethink your work, to rethink your ambition as working for God. And see how this shift in perspective transforms your heart and impact around those around you. Have a great Friday. We'll see you back here tomorrow.